transfigured on the mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
Raise your hand if you feel comfortable. Raise your hand. Well, not, you don't even know what you're raising your hand for yet. Take it easy. But I enjoy your enthusiasm. Raise your hand if you made a New Year's resolution this year. Anybody? One, two, I think three people. Four. Okay. You're done. You can go back to sleep now. You don't have to pay any attention. But the rest of us, see, maybe I should have let you all raise your hand anyway, right? Every year, on the Sunday before Epiphany, we hear this gospel about the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the beginning of the good news that God offered to the world, the beginning of Christ's ministry, the beginning of our relationship as Christians with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is a story about beginnings and how beautifully convenient it falls in the beginning of the new year. And it says in the gospel, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophets. Immediately God is calling our attention to the Old Testament. And when we hear the words in the beginning, our mind should immediately go all the way back to the true beginning, the book of Genesis. And it says, as it is written in the prophets, behold, I send my messenger before your face who will prepare a way before you. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. He's speaking of St. John the Baptist. And the gospel continues, John came baptizing in the wilderness and preaching a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. That word repentance, my brothers and sisters, has a beautiful, rich, and deep understanding. The Greek word that becomes the word repentance, metanoia, repentance, in the commandment form, repent, metanoite, means to change the way we think. In the Jewish tradition, the term metanoita, repentance, would have reminded them, go back to the beginning, start fresh, go back to where it all started. So there's this beautiful, rich understanding in the word of repentance that we, unfortunately, in now 2021, have totally lost our understanding of. You see, this gospel of beginnings in the beginning of this new year is teaching us and reminding us to go back to the beginning, and that is to the book of Genesis, to change the way we think. And this has been, my brothers and sisters, the challenge of every Christian for more than 2,000 years. Let's do a couple of thought exercises, if you don't mind. Changing the way we think. What if we thought about God more than we thought about ourselves? What if God was more important in our life than our material blessings? What if our relationship with God was more important than our relationship with anybody else? What if God's will was more important than our own will? What if our church was more important than our businesses? What if our life truly reflected the commitment to Jesus Christ that we can see in our ancestors painted on the walls of this beautiful cathedral? That's a lot of what ifs. But if we listen to the gospel with an open heart, that's exactly where the church is asking us to go in our minds. To return to a time when God was the most important thing in our life. To return to a time when this cathedral was being constructed. We'll make it local now for a moment. Return to a time when every Greek in Tarpon Springs, every member of our church, as soon as they received a paycheck, as soon as they brought in a haul of sponges or of fish, the very first thing they did was come to the church and give a contribution to help build this beautiful cathedral. What if we could return to those days when this was the true center of our life? That is the beautiful invitation of St. John the Baptist, my brothers and sisters. It isn't just to recall that Jesus one day over 2,000 years ago was baptized in the River Jordan. But it is an invitation for us to change the way we think and to look at life differently than we have been in recent years. This is a new year, an opportunity of, at least from four of you, New Year's resolutions. But it's not too late to make a New Year's resolution. It's only January 3rd. And I put some suggestions in the bulletin for you. Things that really matter in our life about prayer, about fasting, about the sacraments of the church. These are the important elements. These are the things that our ancestors put first in their life. John the Baptist continues. It says in the gospel, now John was clothed with camel's hair and with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He preached, saying, there comes one after me who is mightier than I, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to stoop down and loose. John the Baptist, we know him as a great man. Christ himself, in another portion of the gospel, refers to John the Baptist as the greatest man ever to be born of a woman. And yet he tells the people he's not even worthy to untie Christ's shoes. And yet Christ himself calls him the greatest man ever to be born of a woman. What if we had that true humility in our hearts? If we're honest with ourselves, we don't go through life seeing ourselves as unworthy. Instead, we go through life thinking that we are owed things from God, and that we are somehow guaranteed blessings and goodness from God. We go through life thinking that just because we put our name on a list at the church, that somehow our sense of responsibility to God is finished. What if we lived the life of John the Baptist, who prepared everyone to meet Christ? What if we prepared others to meet Christ? The only way to do it is to rethink life. We have to go back to the beginning and start fresh and change the way we look. And then God will welcome us back into His church, back into His embrace, always waiting for us and loving us and embracing us. But before that can take place, we have to go back to the beginning. Καλή χρονιά, Happy New Year. May God continue to bless us, and may this year be rich not in material blessings, but rich in our journey to return to Christ and to truly make Him and His church the center of our life. Glory to God for all things.
As far as they could bear it.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.